And that kind of leads into the issue of tolerability toxicity with BTK inhibitors and also the issue of acalabrutinib. But before we get into that, you mentioned ibrutinib venetoclax, and certainly there seems like a gigantic excitement about that. After I hear them talking, I'm like, why aren't we using this now? But can you just kind of talk about what we know about that combination, including what was presented at ASCO, and whether you think this is kind of where we're going to land and maybe in a couple of years?
Sure. So in the original trials, we're in the relapse setting, and people got really excited where we saw the ibrutinib venetoclax combination had really, really high response rates, and probably even more excitingly, drove people to MRD negativity at high rates. And that in those studies, you could actually get people off the drug altogether. So, of course, for many people, the concern is you've got one very expensive drug, you've got another very expensive drug, why should they add them together? Well, if you can add them together and get people to stop, after a couple of years, that has become a cheaper combination than giving one drug continuously. The second issue then moved to, the upfront trials, and we've seen data now presented at both ASH and now at ASCO of groups of patients treated, previously untreated patients receiving as their first therapy the ibrutinib venetoclax combination, truly spectacular response rates, and again, getting people off the drug. I guess one concern and one little caveat that people still have in the back of our minds is we have to see the long-term follow-up. There's always the risk if you've used, remember I talked about earlier, I was happier to use ibrutinib when I knew I had a fallback. If you've used your two best drugs together and then the patient relapses, do you treat with ibrutinib and then venetoclax? Do you go back to the combination? What's the response rate when you retry? We don't know that yet. And the reason we don't know that is because the patients treated with the ibrutinib venetoclax combination have done so well, we haven't got a cohort of patients that we've had to retreat yet. So we just don't know. The second thing would be that if, let's say, somebody was going to get 10 years with ibrutinib and then get another 7 years with venetoclax if you used it continuously, that potentially means 17 years of duration of response that you could be adding. We haven't treated anyone with ibrutinib venetoclax in whom we can say, I know what your outcome's going to be like 17 years from now. So we still have to see how durable those responses are. But I've got to say, so far, like everybody else, I'm really excited by that combination. This could be the answer we've been waiting for to really see very high response rates and potential eradication of disease in many of these patients.
What's the schedule of the combination of ibrutinib and venetoclax? And do you use the ibrutinib to debulk the patient first to lower the risk of TLS?
So all the clinical trials that use the combination start with ibrutinib monotherapy. A little fine-tuning to look at is different trials use different durations of doing that. But you're absolutely right. The issue here is you are looking to debulk the patient before you start. Now, on those clinical trials, when we first started doing them, we were admitting the patients for tumor lysis monitoring. But I have to say, patients that have had that run-in with the ibrutinib first that start the venetoclax, I won't say you can relax because you still have to think about tumor lysis syndrome. But by the time you've got into that pre-run-in with the ibrutinib, usually for about 6 to 8 weeks on the different clinical trials, it looks very safe to be able to add in venetoclax at that time point. You still do the ramp up. You don't go in at a 400 milligram dose. You do that 20, 40, 20, 50, 100, 200, 400 ramp up that you would normally do. But certainly all the patients I've treated on that combination, I haven't seen any real problems in being able to add in the venetoclax when you've already done that.